Good morning and welcome. It's Halloween, 11 minutes after 5 on this, and we're trick-or-treating here in the studio. Tom has dressed as a very slutty Miss Sibelius from the Health and Human Services.
Yeah.
You missed a spot. Shaving. Anyways.
That could be a costume. Naughty Sibelius.
Could be, couldn't it? Actually, the biggest thing is I've come to a fashion decision this morning. You see this shirt that I'm wearing?
Yes.
This is the last time I'm going to wear this shirt.
For the season or forever?
No, permanently. I'm giving this shirt away. Well, I'm going to try again to give this shirt away. I walked up to a homeless guy and handed it to him. He's like, no, I'm good. I said, no, seriously, it's a brand new, you can have this. No, I don't like it. I hate this shirt. I don't know, I feel like Farmer Brown in this shirt. It's a funky plaid.
For those who can't see you, yes, it's a blue, brown, grayish plaid short sleeve shirt. First of all, you don't wear short sleeve shirts in November in Wisconsin.
Are you kidding? The air is on. I turned the air conditioning on in here because it's hot in here. It's 50 degrees outside. There's no breeze, so the windows, it's not blowing any air in here. So, yeah, I turned the AC on this morning. It's hot in here. So don't talk to me about, you won't wear a short sleeve shirt. It's warm. But it's just ugly. This is an ugly shirt, and I think it makes me look fat. What?
Well, I'm trying to think of a shirt that wouldn't... never mind.
Well, here's how I know it makes me look
maybe
fat.
Maybe a muumuu. Would that work?
I think it makes me look fat. And my wife, here's proof of it. My wife thought of me wearing the shirt, broke her neck. That's how fat it makes me look.
What?
All right, try and follow along. It was a joke. This shirt makes me look so fat.
Uh-huh.
How fat? That my wife just thought of me wearing the shirt and broke her neck.
Ah.
No?
She could have given you like a passive-aggressive thing, like, you're wearing that?
Well, she doesn't do that. She would just look at me and go, yeah, no. No, that's not a good, not today, no. And this shirt, here's what's bad, though. I really think that she's the one that gave me this shirt. I don't like this shirt.
Well, wait till you get home to take it off, okay?
If I had an undershirt underneath it, I would just strip it. I don't know. Check.
Now,
come on, check.
No, I'm not going to check.
This is, of course, the Halloween version of our award-winning program. We'll be doing all kinds of fun stuff today. We've got more updates and tips of Halloween from our good friend Morgan Freeman. We'll be listening to those, of course.
I have a Halloween-themed stumper for you today as well.
Oh, do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, that's great. One of the things that we will talk about when we reconvene, as we say, did you hear about this woman that decided that she wanted to help the fat kids in her neighborhood?
Oh, she's giving out a letter instead of candy for trick-or-treating. Telling kids to stop eating candy, right?
I thought this was a hoax, but it's not. This woman is putting a letter in the... She plans on putting a letter in the bags of kids tonight, telling them, basically, you're fat, your parents don't love you, and it's up to me to help you eat better.
How much toilet paper is she going to have to get out of her trees?
Oh, please. That letter needs to be wrapped around a brick and thrown through her picture window.
That is just... Wow. That escalated quickly.
I prefer to keep my crimes misdemeanors and not felonies. Yeah, thank you very much.
Is throwing a brick through a window a felony?
I don't know. Malicious damage? I don't know.
I don't know. Let's find out. You know what we ought to do? We ought to call the police department. We ought to talk to the chief of police today and ask him, say, hey, where is the line? You know,
smashing pumpkins, lighting poop in a bag on fire.
Yeah,
toilet paper in the trees.
Sure. Where is it where we spend the night in the slammer?
Yeah,
or we go to federal pen. Where's the difference?
Now, if you haven't seen her letter, she says, "Well, since it takes a village to raise a child, well, no, ma'am, no, it doesn't. I'll raise my children without the help of jerks like you."
Precisely, and then. The first thing I would think of is, ma'am, do you not have any shortcomings? Do you not have any faults? Are there no skeletons hiding in your closet? How about if we all write you a letter and say, you got like that muffin top thing going on. Maybe that would help her. It's like, wow, ma'am, have you noticed the crow's feet around your eyes? That's, oof, you're probably going to want to do something about that pretty soon. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, we're here to help. You still not have an idea of what to wear for Halloween? Well, let's see if we can do something about that.
Ladies, are you tired of the same boring costumes every year?
Ugh, sexy kitty, sexy nurse, sexy maid.
Time to mix it up with Seasonal City's new line of sensual costumes. Sexy sanitation worker. Sexy lunch lady.
Is that a sloppy Joe?
We have all new spins on the classics. Sexy nurse, how about a sexy nursing home resident?
Ew.
Sexy cat, how about our sexy cat lady?
Is this real cat hair?
You'll really knock the boys' socks off when you show up to your soiree as sexy meth chef.
This place is disgusting.
Or sexy, morbidly obese woman, complete with optional hover around.
Is this even legal?
Ladies, stop by Seasonal City for all your erotic costume needs. Seasonal City, because we're seasonal and in an old circuit city.